This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Hundreds gathered on a Seattle beach to remember an American activist killed by the Israeli military. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Hundreds of people gathered on a sandy beach in Seattle Wednesday night to remember 26-year-old Aisha Nora Aigi. The American and Turkish citizen was shot and killed by Israeli soldiers last Friday in the occupied West Bank, where she had traveled to protest settlements in the Palestinian territory. Juliet Majid was her friend.
To see so many people from so many aspects of her life here, how many lives she's touched.
The Israeli military said Aigi was likely shot indirectly and unintentionally by Israeli soldiers. President Joe Biden said in a statement Wednesday that there must be full accountability. Turkey's justice minister says his country is launching an investigation into Aigi's death. I'm Donna Water.
Russian shelling on Thursday killed three Ukrainians working for the International Committee of the Red Cross and injured two others in a village on the frontline Donetsk region, Ukrainian officials said. President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Thursday that Russian troops had started counteroffensive actions in the Russian western Kursk region, where Kyiv launched a major incursion last month.
I have a feeling the crowd is about to go wild.
Billionaire tech entrepreneur Jared Isaacman and his crew stepped out for the first private spacewalk on Thursday, teaming up with SpaceX on the daring endeavor hundreds of miles above Earth. Isaacman joins a small elite group of spacewalkers who, until now, has included only professional astronauts. The crew of four launched on Tuesday from Florida. The spacewalk is expected to last 2 hours and was designed to test SpaceX's new spacesuits. For more news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The European Union's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, called in Beirut for a de-escalation of tensions on the Lebanon-Israel border, with ongoing fears of an all-out war between Israel and Hezbollah.
Since I last visited Lebanon in January, the drums of war have not stopped. The fears I was outlining had been growing, more escalation. Fears of regional spillover of the war in Gaza, and fears of more widespread human suffering.
As war has raged in the Gaza Strip following Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel, Lebanon's Hezbollah has traded near daily fire with Israeli forces in support of the Palestinian militant group. Australia said it will penalize internet platforms up to 5% of their global revenue for failing to prevent the spread of misinformation online, as a global push to rein in borderless tech giants gains momentum. Sean Hogan from Reuters reports.
Doing nothing to protect Australians from seriously harmful mis- and disinformation online is simply not an option.
Communications Minister Michelle Rowlands says it positions Australia at the forefront of tackling a growing international problem.
This bill ensures that digital platforms are accountable for combating mis- and disinformation on their services.
It's part of a worldwide push to rein in borderless tech giants, which has angered free speech advocates. Canberra wants to make tech platforms set code of conducts to be approved by a regulator. The legislation, introduced on Thursday, targets false content that hurts election integrity or public health.
Sean Hogan for Reuters. Alberto Fujimori, a former president of Peru who was convicted for human rights abuses, has died. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Alberto Fujimori, whose decade-long presidency began with triumphs, righting Peru's economy and defeating a brutal insurgency, only to end in autocratic success, the latest sent into prison, has died at 86. Fujimori, who governed with an increasingly authoritarian hand from 1990 to 2000, was pardoned in December from his convictions for corruption and responsibility for the murder of 25 people. His daughter said in July that he was planning to run for Peru's presidency for the fourth time in 2026. The former university professor had taken over a country ravaged by runaway inflation and guerrilla violence, mending the economy with bold actions, including mass privatizations of state industries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Francine has weakened to a tropical depression after slamming into Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane, causing widespread power outages and sending a dangerous storm surge rushing into coastal communities. The National Hurricane Center predicted the sixth named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season would continue weakening. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.